there, kids. Yes, me. Your old pal Stu here once again on a Wednesday evening on CKW. It's the Twang Trust. Yes, it's the only show that brings you both kinds of music. Sevens and Snake Eyes. Yeah. Tonight, what do we have for you? Well, let's see. Tonight we have Mike Plume, undercover songwriter. Yeah. We also have Volume 3 of Ben Vaughn Sings Ben Vaughn. Yes, indeed. We also have, of course, tonight's episode of TNT Biography. We may well go to Hellwood. Who knows where we'll end up here tonight on the Twang Trust.
Hi, this is Basil Donovan from Blue Rodeo, and you're downtown and underground with the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM Winnipeg.
Ah, Blue Rodeo. They were in town last weekend, and what a show it was. Yes, indeed. If you ever wondered what it would sound like to have Blue Rodeo play at a house concert, that's kind of what it was like, at least for the first half anyway. I mean, it was a big house, the MTS Center. It's a pretty big house, but it was a warm, cozy kind of feeling still. Somehow those guys can pull that off. That was a little thing they did that night called Black Ribbon from their new record. What's this thing called? As I hurl it across the room. Small Miracles. Yes. Yes. A record which didn't blow me away when I first heard it, but seeing them live, there was a few gems on there for sure, like that one there. And, of course, Luke Doucette opening up that show, which was a ton of fun, too. Luke went over real good. That was nice to see. Him and Melissa, the missus, who was in his band, The White Falcon. They both went over great and played along with the big boys in their set. And Luke, he's got this new record out called Blood's Too Rich, and he was leaning heavily on it in the set. He did this one song. He intro'd it. He says that it was a song that he wrote while he spent 6 months in Nashville. And turns out he wrote the song with a guy down there who was from Edmonton, a guy named Mike Plume. And, of course, wow, I hear that. Me and my pal Rick, who are there, we, of course, erupt in ear-numbing applause and hoots and hollers and such. And we were drowned out only by the woman sitting to the right of me, who I didn't know at all. So there we were, up in section 105, the Mike Plume fan club. Yeah, and here's the song. It's from Luke's new record, and it's called Motorbike.
An early midlife crisis looms, and for me to survive it, I find myself a motorbike and learn how to ride it. I'll stop out where the grass is dry and the hills are tall and black, and sleep under the spotted veil with the dirt against my back. The dirt against my back. When the eastern sky is blue and the sparrows whisper low, I will make my windy way across the desert slow to the cities and oases that have sin and life and hope, and find me a girl who looks like you and dance, drink and smoke. Oh, dance and drink and smoke. Dance and drink and smoke with the dirt against my back. In the dim we laugh and hope for the future, present, past. Roll in the dice, you come up sevens or snake eyes. At the end of the day, we'd have stayed that way if we could. my boots are in the fire. I rub my eyes and read the sky. Well, the West is my desired destination. Occupation. Situation. Smoke with the dirt against my back. In the den we laugh and hope for the future, present, past. Roll in the dice, you come up sevens or snake eyes. At the end of the day we'd have stayed that way. At the end of the day to stay that way. If we could.
Hey folks, this is Cor Blunt and you're listening to Both Kinds of Music on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM Winnipeg, country and western.
Off bolts since the age of 14. Was that a 5/8 or a 9/16? You got a metric socket that don't quite fit. A little wiggle, just a little, but it ain't quite stripped. Safety guard's gone from his grinding machine. He got a stiff paintbrush, he only sort of got clean. He's the hired man, my neighbor, and a cousin in law. He's a jerry rigging fool, he got the tool for the job. Well, it's a vice grip for pliers, and pliers for a wrench, a wrench for a hammer, hammers everything else. It just don't seem to make much difference. I sure do like him, but he's hard on equipment. His corners ain't square, and his floor ain't level, and he's had a little trouble with the old tape measure. His doors don't close, cause the jam ain't plumbing. He's a goddamn menace with the air nail gun. You love to see him coming at the lumberyard store. Fix the leak in his roof with a 2x4. Drills holes in the boards with the wrong kind of bit. When they don't line up, he blames the government. Well, it's a vice grip for pliers, and pliers for a wrench for a hammer, hammers everything else. It just don't seem to make much difference. You sure do like him, but he's hard on equipment. Everything's fine with the rebuilt motor. Set for course for the couple spare washers left over. Made a twine tie dance going down the road on two ball tires and an oversized load. He ain't never read the manual, cause that's like cheating. He don't mind the grease on his hands while he's eating. Well, it's vice grips for pliers, pliers for a wrench for a hammer, hammers everything else. It just don't seem to make no difference. I sure do like him, but he's hard on equipment. No, it just don't seem to make much difference. I sure like your son, but you're hard on equipment.
Hi folks, this is Mike Bloom and you're listening to Steel Belted Radio, 95.9 FM, CKUW, Winnipeg.
I started out on the East Coast and I was bound for God knows where. with a worn out copy of On the Road and the wind in my hair, chasing my shadow all the while the sun burnt off the dew. I don't know where I'm going, but I'm looking for you. Well, across the Appalachians and on down into Tennessee, the I-40 into Nashville and the Grand Ole Opry. Spent the night in Memphis with some friends at the Rendezvous. I don't know where I'm going, but I'm looking for you. Oh yeah. And I followed the Mississippi all the way to New Orleans, and down in the French Quarter for a plate of rice and beans. Town of ghosts and gypsies and jambalaya too. I don't know where I'm going, but I'm looking for you. Said I'm looking for you, babe. Well, I cut across to Austin and I hung out on 6th Street. Hot and sweaty music, cold beer and little sleep. I slept my car in the parking lot beneath the Texas moon. I don't know where I'm going, but I'm looking for you. I said I'm looking for you, babe. I spent the better part of the next day just crossing that Lone Star State, El Paso, then New Mexico, and on up into Santa Fe. Broke down outside of town, I had to sit for a day or two. I don't know where I'm going, but I'm looking for you. Said I'm looking for you, babe. Rolled into Colorado, a humming Rocky Mountain high. Put the top down on the Eldorado, man, and just enjoyed the ride. Made Cheyenne by nightfall, left the next afternoon. I don't know where I'm going, but I'm looking for you. Said I'm looking for you, babe. Rolled into Montana, but I had to travel alone. Crossed into Alberta like an Ian Tyson song. Wild rose country beneath the sky so blue. I don't know where I'm going, but I'm looking for you. I said I'm looking for you, babe. On the Trans-Canada Highway, well, I cross the Great Divide. Coquihalla to Vancouver, all along this mystery ride. When I crossed back into Washington, I picked up my first clue. I don't know where I'm going, but I'm looking for you. I said I'm looking for you, babe. From Tacoma to L.A., all the way on 101. Stopping along the way to watch another setting sun. Beneath the stars outside of Santa Cruz. I don't know where I'm going, but I'm looking for you. I said I'm looking for you. Yeah, I'm looking for you. I said I'm looking for you. Well, this song ain't got no ending. Just begun. If you spend your time pretending you've won races you ain't run, when all the while all you need was something to ring true. Of everywhere I've been, well, I was looking for you. How do you do?
Live Nation presents Corb Lund with special guest Hayes Carl, Sunday, March 2nd at the Burton Cummings Theater. Recorded in Nashville, Corb Lund and the Hurtinville Burton's fifth album, Horse Soldier, Horse Soldier, returns to their Alberta country roots while incorporating Celtic and Latin influences into their driving two-step rhythms. Tickets are on sale now, available at all Ticketmaster outlets or charge by phone 204-780-3333 or order online at livenation.com or www.ticketmaster.ca.
Live Nation presents Steve Earle, solo and acoustic, with special guest Allison Moorer, Monday, March 10th at the Burton Cummings Theater. Tickets are on sale now at all Ticketmaster outlets or charge by phone at 780-3333 or order online at www.ticketmaster.ca or livenation.com. Steve Earle is recognized by many as one of the greatest songwriters of his era for his ability to cross over with country, rock, and folk audiences. Don't miss Steve Earle with special guest Allison Moorer at the Burton Cummings Theater on Monday, March 10th. City of Prayer.
Ron Sexsmith, and you're listening to All Bruce All the Time on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM.
Yes, indeed. There's a little bit of Bruceness for you right there. Melissa McClelland from her record Stranded in Suburbia, and a cover of Bruce's Factory. Some tasty guitar pick in there from Mr. Luke Doucette, known these days as Mr. McClelland. Yes, boy. All them Blue Rodeoites just ate up Melissa the other night at the MTS Center. She came on with Blue Rodeo a few times and just got a huge applause from the crowd. They loved her to bits, and with good reason. What did we hear there in that set? Oh, and the set before that was Mike Plume, Undercover Songwriter. Yeah, we heard Mike Plume from a thing called Drive Through Volume 2 I'm not sure where Volume 1 went, but we heard a Mike Plume song that appeared on that thing. It's all Alberta artists. Apparently they took over a studio one day and everybody recorded a song. The whole record was done in one day. That's apparently what happened. And I guess that was actually the last official thing we ever got out of Mike Plume. A song called Looking For You. And speaking of Springsteen covers, if you go to Mike Plume's MySpace page, you can actually see a video of Mike Plume doing Bruce's Racing in the Streets, which was recorded in 2001 at the West End Cultural Center. Yeah, it's true. How about that, huh? Were you at that show? Oh, it was a good show. Before Mike, we heard Corb Lund. Speaking of Mike Plume, we heard a Corb Lund song called Hard on Equipment that Mike Plume is responsible for co-writing. Yes, it's off of Corb's brand new record, Horse Soldier, Horse Soldier, which he will be promoting coming up soon at the big Jim Cale Theater there. What's the date on that? We just heard a commercial for it. It is Sunday, March 2nd. Yeah. That's coming up soon, isn't it? Well, no. It's a month away. Soon enough. Maybe by the time it stops freezing to death, you'll, by then maybe you'll be able to go out again without risk of losing a limb. Before Corb Lund, we heard Luc Doucette from his new record called Blood's Too Rich and a song that he wrote with Mike Plume. Yeah, Mike's in Nashville these days again. He was there, and then he moved to Toronto, and now he's back in Nashville again. And he's writing songs with people like Luc Doucette, who are from Winnipeg or Vancouver. Crazy, crazy. It's such a worldwide world we live in, isn't it? It's a small world after all. Okay, hey, did you hear who's coming to town? Tom Petty, finally, first time ever. I've been waiting to see Tom Petty for 30 years, for Pete's sake. I bought his second album. I must have bought it the week it was released. 1978, I bought his second album. What's that thing called? I've got it here somewhere. It's called You're Gonna Get It. Still my favorite Tom Petty record. I mean, he's got a bunch of great ones, yeah, but that's still my favorite. But he's coming to town, and it's in August. Tickets went on sale today if you want to get in on the pre-sale fan club thing, if you want to join the fan club for like $1,000 and then buy another ticket for another $1,000. Actually, I'm not exaggerating much. I am a little bit, but not much. You can get front row center right now if you want it, if you don't mind paying. But it might be worth paying. It's the first time he's ever been here, for Pete's sake. I've never seen him, ever, ever. I came close in California once. He was touring. It was, what year was that? 82, maybe, I think? Or 83? Yeah, it must have been 83, I guess. And he was in the area, but didn't quite click into any shows in the area. But I did get to see Nick Lowe, who was opening for him at the time. But there was an off night, and Nick Lowe played in this little place, and I got to see him. So that was fun. But never seen Tom, no. So it'll be nice to see him. August 9th, a Saturday night. Kind of screws up the long weekend, but what do you do? What do you do? So what the heck? Let's listen to some Tom Petty thing here. Here's a song, a Tom Petty song, not sung by Tom Petty. No, this is sung by somebody who's got her new record coming out in a couple months. We've been playing a couple songs from it already. It's called, what's it called? It's called Ask for Flowers. Yeah, Kathleen Edwards. Her new record, Can't Wait, Can't Wait. But here's something she recorded on a record called Sweetheart. Came out Valentine's Day a few years back in a cover of Tom Petty's A Face in the Crowd.
Hello, this is Kathleen Edwards, and you're listening to the lovely and talented Stu on Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9. Winnipeg is so cool!
you think he's going to do that one when he comes in August? I hope so. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers from their second album, You're Gonna Get It. And the classic, Listen to Her Heart. Oh, boy. Oh, 30 years I've been waiting to see this guy. About time. We're talking with some friends the other day about, all the artists who have never been to town. And, it's a list that's, it's getting shorter. It's getting shorter. In fact, only one on the list that I can think of offhand now that Tom Petty's coming to town. But, anyways, we'll talk about that another time. Who else was doing some pettiness there? Down in Petticoat Junction, but that would be just too stupid, so I won't say that. Scott Miller and the Commonwealth, we heard before that from their live album called Reconstruction and a cover of Tom Petty's Spike. And Kathleen Edwards at the top with A Face in the Crowd from a little Valentine compilation album called Sweetheart that came out. You could only buy that at Starbucks. They put out two of them, and they were both really good. And then they stopped putting them out. I don't know why. They should keep it up, because they're nifty compilations, for sure. Well, what's coming up here on the show in a couple of weeks? Do you know? Yes. Fun Drive's coming. Two more weeks, and it'll be here. It's always fun. Yeah, you got to cough up some money and stuff, but we make it worth your while. It's always a ton of fun. And, of course, there's always a ton of cool stuff you can win, including this here CD that I'm about to play something from. We're going to send this first song out to our old pal Steve, who we were just talking to. This CD here is called Broadcasts Volume 15. We've been given out a copy of this thing for, at least the last 10 volumes or so, I think. Every year during Fun Drive, we give out a copy of this. This is in one of the fabulous prize packs we give out at Fun Drive. And this thing, it's a two CD set put out by a radio station in Austin, Texas, KGSR. Every year they put this thing out, and it's chock full of folks that have recorded things live in the studios at KGSR or else on generally local Austin concerts that are broadcast on KGSR. And this CD is full of broadcasts. That's why it's called that. And of course there's always just an amazing collection of folks on here. Who's on this year's volume? There's such folks as Los Lobos, The Gourds, Ryan Adams, Kelly Willis, Ruthie Foster, Patty Griffin, Ron Sexsmith, who else is here? Bruce Coburn, Jimmy Vaughn, Calexico. The hits just keep on coming. And this is such a gorgeous version of this song, too. This might be my favorite version of this song. The two guys that wrote it both have recorded it, and there's live versions of it, and I think a few people have covered it. I know Mike Plume covered it at one of the Stewdome shows. But here's the guy who was most responsible for it, I think. I think we can say that self-assuredly. Mr. Guy Clark. Whoa, that's not Guy Clark, is it? No. This is.
I got an old blue shirt, suits me just fine. I like the way it feels, so I wear it all the time. I got no guitar, won't ever stay in tune. I like the way it sounds in a dark and empty room. I got an old pair of boots and they fit just right. I can work all day and I can dance all night. I got no used car and it runs just like a top. I get the feeling it ain't ever gonna stop. Stuff that works and stuff that holds up. The kind of stuff you don't hang on the wall. Stuff that's real, stuff you feel, the kind of stuff you reach for when you fall. I got a pretty good friend who's seen me at my worst. He can't tell if I'm a blessing or a curse. But he always shows up when the chips are down. And that's the kind of stuff I like to be around. Stuff that works, stuff that holds up, the kind of stuff you don't hang on the wall. Stuff that's real, stuff you feel, the kind of stuff you reach for when you fall. She's crazy and paints like God. She got a playground sense of justice. She won't take odds. I got a tattoo with her name right through my soul. And I think everything she touches turns to gold. Stuff that works, stuff that holds up, the kind of stuff you don't hang on the wall. Stuff that's real, stuff you feel, the kind of stuff you reach for when you fall.
Hi, this is Kelly Willis, and you're listening to the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 Winnipeg.
You buy the vacation there on the sea. the sky. That bucket of bones to those mansions on high. Why waste a stamp on a postcard? Land of defeat. Why waste a step of mankind when the world's at your feet? And nobody wants to go. Nobody wants to go. Nobody wants to go to the moon anymore.
Thank you.
Take me back to your place. I'll try not to bother you, I promise. 'Cause it's cold in here, and I wish it was hard. The sink's broke, it's leaking from the faucet, and I'm fractured from the fall. And I wanna go home. It takes two when it used to take one. It takes two when it used to take only one. Well, my money's no good when I'm up to no good. No good ever comes from head on. Got a really good arm, I just can't catch a break. If I could, I'd treat you like you wanted me to, honest. But I'm fractured from the fall, and I wanna go home. I'm fractured from the fall. But it takes two when it used to take one. It takes two when it used to take one. It takes two, it takes two, it takes two. It takes two when it used to take only one.
Ryan Adams here on the Twang Trust, CKW 95.9 FM. That's Ryan Adams sans Sheryl Crow, who he did that song with on his last record, Easy Tiger. A song called Two. That particular version recorded live in the studios of KGSR 107.1 in Austin. Yeah. It's from a 2-CD set called Broadcasts, Volume 15. And I don't know if you can still buy this over the old intranet there. These things come out around American Thanksgiving time. That's when they release them, and they sell out pretty quick. I don't know. I haven't checked to see if this one's sold out yet or not. I would presume it is, and if it's not, it's almost is. And one of the few ways you'll be able to get one is if you're feeling lucky, punk, and you happen to win one of our big prize packs. On the big Fun Drive show in 2 weeks. Yes, indeed. This will be coupled with a bunch of other to-be-determined cool things. And, yeah, and we'll offer it up to somebody who pledges at the $60 level. Yeah. So stay tuned for more info about that there. Mm-hmm. What else did we hear from this fine exclusive-type thing? We heard a Kelly Willis in there. Nobody wants to go to the moon anymore. I was just saying that. That's from her latest record, but there it is, a live version on the Broadcasts thing. And we also heard Guy Clark at the top of that set Fabulous Guy Clark song, Stuff That Works, a song he co-wrote with Rodney Crowell. But I'd say Guy has the ultimate version of that song there. Yeah. So, more new music here. More new music. We got this. We got Volume 3. We just bought Volume 2 and Volume 1. I just discovered that these things existed just recently. And there's two volumes of them, and I went and ordered them right away. And then literally days after Volume 1 and 2 arrived in the mail, I see they got Volume 3 already, and I had to get it. And now it has arrived. And you, lucky listener, get to preview it with me here. Who has put out three volumes of things here? It's a fella we know and love named Ben Vaughn. Yes, Ben Vaughn. You might remember him from the Ben Vaughn Combo. Yeah, he was actually the leader of the Ben Vaughn Combo, if you can believe that. I'm sure you can. It's tough to find Ben Vaughn albums these days, though. He hasn't... All his back stuff is all issued on labels that don't exist anymore, and they're just hard to find. So what's old Ben done for folks who are looking for his old stuff? Well, he's gone and re-recorded a bunch of his old things. His plan is to re-record everything he's ever released before that's out of print and put them out on these new things called Vaughn Sings Vaughn. And it's not just old songs. There's new ones, too. About half of them are old, half of them are new. So if you got them all already, like me, then you still got to buy them for the new songs. And there's some great new songs. And we're going to hear... Well, gosh, I'm not sure how many. We're going to start off with an oldie, though. It's an oldie but a goodie. This is a great new version of a song that he's recorded, jeepers, at least twice before. This is at least recording number 3, and it's a classic. Oh, my goodness. Ben Vaughn and I Dig Your Wig.
Describe your pants and your shoes from France, but tell me what can be said about that bang on your head. It sure is big. I dig your wig. got hair so tall. Some say it's four-dimensional. When you wanna walk through doors, you gotta get down on all fours. It sure is big, boys.
I dig your wig.
That's right. If love is blind, then I don't want to see. If fools fall in love, then a fool I'll be. For Charlie, Charlie, I write you love letters nearly every day, but you just laugh and throw them away. Up in the morning when the dew is on the ground, you know I get so tired of seeing that man come around. Charlie, sweet, sweet Charlie. Try to stop me, Charlie. Don't 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 try to stop me. Thank you.
Hi, this is Danny Michelle, and you're listening to the Big Dumb Rock and Roll on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM in the Peg.
Darlene, 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 darlene. Ooh. Darlene, 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 darlene. Ooh. Darlene, somebody say this ain't no dream. Well, my papa told me, son, and you know he might be right. He said that girl Darlene ain't no vision, she's a sight. Darlene, 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 darlene. Ooh. Darlene, somebody say this ain't no dream. I saw her walking her dog by the drugstore. She told the pharmacist, come on and give me more. Darlene, 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 darlene. Woo! Darlene, somebody say this ain't no dream. This ain't no dream. Meanwhile, I'm still thinking.
Yeah, Mr. Ben Vaughn and his Desert Classic from Ben Vaughn Sings Ben Vaughn, Volume 3. We heard a triplet from Volume 3. That there was Darlene. Before that, Charlene. And prior to Charlene was not Marlene. No, it was I Dig Your Wig. Yes, indeed. A fine trio from the Desert Classic. Vaughn Sings Vaughn. You can only imagine how much fun volumes 1 and 2 are. And they're cheap, too. They're like $10 if you order them right from them. Yeah, it's a deal and a half. Brand new, $10 a piece. And then, you know, you pay a couple bucks postage, but big deal. Still cheaper than it has any right to be. You don't deserve that much of a bargain. Yet Ben gives it to you. What a swell fella. Yeah, there we go. That was fun. Coming up, more fun. More fun coming up here on the Twang Trust. Here's a guy. The next up. Oh, it's time. Time once again for another edition of TNT Biography. Our host this week, we'll probably hear our host this week on Saturday morning when we host Mud Puddle Radio with our fine little friend, Little Miss Britt. Yeah, me and Little Miss Britt will be here on Saturday morning at 9 a.m. for Mud Puddle Radio. At least that's the plan. You never quite know with Little Miss Britt, depending on how hard she was partying the night before, you know. You never quite know, but we're going to try and get her in anyways. That's the plan. Mud Puddle Radio, if you don't know, every third week we hear at the Twang Trust, our host to Mud Puddle Radio. It's CKW's kids show. Although not really, we like to say it's music for the whole family. And like tonight, here we're gonna play the same guy tonight as we will this Saturday morning. Although he sort of has an alter ego, it's the same guy though. Don't tell the kids. The kids think it's two different guys. Okay, so don't tell them. But it's really the same guy. Saturday morning, we're going to hear from Farmer Jason. Tonight, however, the host of TNT Biography is our old pal Jason Ringenberg. Yeah, and Jason has a brand new record out. It's called Best Tracks and Sidetracks. It's a collection of rarities and best ofs and all sorts of stuff. And he's thrown it all on a 2-CD set. You get the whole history of Jason, even some pre-Scorcher stuff, if you can imagine that. But we're gonna hear from Jason here as he hosts this week's edition of TNT Biography.
Hey, y'all, this is Jason Ringenberg, and you're listening to the High Lonesome Sound on the Twang Trust. CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg.
In his ma and pa. This is a song about old Link Ray. He can play guitar like it's the Judgment Day. Part Mountain Lion, part Cherokee, rocking like the devil at 70. And a long black hair. He can lay it down and then leave you there. He'll rumble in a minute flat in old Virginia on the tidal flats. Now you'll never see him on the MTV, but he rocks more than any band you'll see.
Roskilde, Denmark, and all the people from Sweden and Finland and Norway, Belgium, Holland, probably even Germany and France. We have a very special treat for you guys now. There's been a man who's been a very great influence on Jason and the Scorchers, and also on rock and roll. He's one of the finest rock and roll guitar players ever to live. And probably the most unrecognized and uncredited for making rock and roll what it is today. That don't mean he's any less of a man. In fact, I think that makes him more of a man, ladies and gentlemen. So if you'll please give a warm Roskell a welcome to the one, the only, Link Ray. And his wife, Olive. Got a guitar there, buddy? Just happen to have one in your back pocket, right? Well... Oh, come on! How about a hand for Walter Hodges and Link Ray? All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna do one more song for you. But first, we gotta give this song, which is called Tear It Up. It's due justice. When we let it go, I wanna feel some energy out of y'all, alright? Alright? One more time, easy, and then let it happen. Tear it up. Not now. One more time. Come on in, buddy. Tear this old place up. Come on in, buddy. Tear this old place up. Come on. Come on, boy.
Another edition of TNT's Biography wrapping up here tonight on CKUW 95.9 FM. Mr. Link Ray in the spotlight this week. Yes, indeed. That was Link's classic Run, Chicken, Run. And before that was Link Ray live in Germany with Jason and the Scorchers. You can find that on Jason and the Scorchers' album Wildfires and Misfires. 2 decades of outtakes and rarities. Yes, live in somewhere in Germany. Tear It Up is what we heard Jason and Link doing. And Jason Ringenberg from his brand new record called, what's that thing called? It's called Best Tracks and Side Tracks. And a little number called Link Ray. What do you know? Well, let's see. I guess we got a weather report for you. It's cold. It's cold. Exactly how cold is it? Loudon Wainwright III.
It was colder than a witch's tit, colder than a polar bear's nose, colder than the shoulder of my old flame, colder than hell heaven knows. Not quite as cold as you think it is when the wind chill factors blow, but centigrade and Fahrenheit, it felt way below zero. The electric duvet was cranked way up to pretend the gas fires were on full blast. When I get the bills from both of those boards, I don't know if the money will last. I was fully clothed in my entire wardrobe, but I still couldn't feel my toes. The flat pipes burst, then we had another first. The water in the toilet bowl froze. When the radio ordered me to stay at home, I obeyed, though I was miffed. But the roads were ice, there was a ton of snow, and when the wind blows, snow will drift. I was brushing and flossing my chattering teeth, and in the mirror I saw my breath. Half frozen, watching the TV news, the other half of me was worried to death. We got helicopter rescues and freezing old ladies, and the choo-choo trains won't go. On the M4, there's a five-mile tailback of lorries jackknifing in the snow, and it's summer down under in Australia. And what gets under my skin? On the TV, they show us suntan cricketers. They're just rubbing it in. They're saying it's from Siberia, that communist Arctic zone. What we got is a Russian plot to make the world our ice cream cone. Whether we're gonna get a break, the weatherman will not say. I took my dog for a walk and he took a crap. You won't smell it until April or May. And the same thing happened here last year, but you don't wanna know. In England, people walk around wearing raincoats and running shoes in the snow. You don't wear no hat or gloves. It don't make no sense. You still flank with that silly umbrella. You can conquer all of the elements. It was the coldest day on record, and the coldest week in memory. It was the coldest month and the coldest year on the coldest night in history. But don't ask me how cold it was, you don't wanna know. Centigrade and Fahrenheit, it felt way below zero. I'm talking centigrade and Fahrenheit, it felt way below zero.
Hey folks, it's Loudon Wainwright, and you're downtown and underground with Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Live Nation presents Steve Earle, solo and acoustic, with special guest Allison Moorer, Monday, March 10th at the Burton Cummings Theater. Tickets are on sale now at all Ticketmaster outlets or charge by phone at 780-3333 or order online at www.ticketmaster.ca or livenation.com. Steve Earle is recognized by many as one of the greatest songwriters of his era for his ability to cross over with country, rock, and folk audiences. Don't miss Steve Earle with special guest Allison Moorer at the Burton Cummings Theater on Monday, March 10th. City of prayers.
CKUW is proudly supported by the Fort Garry Brewing Company, your community brewery. Keep it local. Fort Garry.
Bit my tongue. B is for bullshit and
Asking for Flowers is the title of the new record from Kathleen Edwards that'll be in stores in a month or two. There's the big single, The Cheapest Key, from that album. Before that, you don't want to know. You don't want to know. That's the name of the song. It's referring to the weather. Yeah, you don't want to know. Should we check again? Let's see. Maybe it's warmed up in the last few minutes. But I think not. Minus 29. At least it's not minus 36 yet, which it will be a little later. Minus 7 for Friday, they're saying. Well, that's bearable. Yeah. Hang in. Couple more days. Of course, the weekend. Yeah, it's a good thing it warms up for the weekend. The big game's coming up this weekend. Are you hep to the big game? Do you care about the big game? Some people care about the big game. Some people do. And for those people, maybe we'll play this next set of music. Those people count too, I guess, don't they? Yeah, sure they do. Steve Earle.
I was born and raised here. This town's my town. Everybody knows my name. But ever since the glass plant closed down, things around here ain't never been the same. Well, I got me a good job, all right, but some nights take me to another time. Back pretty good then, don't you know? Watch him go, buddy, I could really fly. Everyone in town came here flat on blast, and on Friday night. And Sally had a heart out, pushing back, way back. I was hurt. Back when I was number
Plain Smithville, Big Boss Farm Boss, second and four to go. Bubba brought the playing good call, my ball, now they're gonna see a show. But Bubba let his man go, a cut back, pick crack, stewards me, I don't mind. Number 29. Now I go to the ball games, cold nights, half pints, Friday night, I'm always here. We got a pretty good team, good boys, strong boys, district champs last 3 years. We got a little tail back, is pretty quick, real slick, I take him for a steak sometimes. Nowadays, number 29. I'm a bottle rainbows, big dreams, brass rings, I've already captured mine. Back now, number 29.
Hi, folks, this is Steve Rowland. You're listening to the High Lonesome Sound on the Twang Trust. Wait a minute, Twang Trust? That's on CKUW 95.9 Winnipeg.
For the righteous, and the river opens 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 for the righteous.
And the river opens for the righteous, and the river
river opens for the righteous. And the 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 river
sing-along song of 2007 here on the Twang Trust. That was Wussy from their album Left for Dead, and Sun Giant says, "Hey." Yes, the Giants will be saying hey this weekend when they take on the Patriots. That was Little Steven before that, and I Am a Patriot from his album Voice of America. At the top of that set, Steve Earle and Number 29. Yeah, we'll send all those songs out to anybody who's going to be watching the big game this weekend. I'll be watching the halftime show anyways, at least, because Tom Petty's playing. Tom Petty's coming to town, you know? I'm not sure what he'll be doing on the big halftime show. He'll probably play a couple of hits, and then he's great with the covers, Tom Petty. He knows how to pick them covers. I'm betting he whips out a good one for the end, like an old Chuck Berry song or something.
We're going to rock the joint now, if you're ready. Once more, we're going to salute Chicago and Chess Records and Mr. Chuck Berry.
Oh, Cal, don't have to steal your heart away. shout. It's not too far back off the highway, not too long a ride. You park your car in the open, you can walk inside. A little cutie takes your hat and you can thank a man. Cause every time you make the scene, you find a joint jam.
Louisiana, close to New Orleans. Way back in the woods amongst the evergreens, stood a log cabin made of earthen wood. Lived a country boy named Johnny B. Good. Never ever learned to read or write so well. He could play his guitar like he was ringing a bell. Go, Johnny, go. Go, Johnny B. Guitars in a gunny sack, sitting beneath the tree by the railroad track. Train engineer was sitting in the shade, strumming with the rhythm that the driver made. People passing by, they would stop, they would say, "My, that country boy, he can sure play." Go, Johnny, go. Go, Johnny B. Miles around, hear you play your music till the sun goes down. Maybe someday your name will be up in light, saying, "Johnny, be good tonight." Go, Johnny, go. Go, Johnny, be good.
I think we're going to end every show from now on with just a little bit of Black Sabbath. Yeah, what do you think? That's it. That's the Twang Trust. It's over for another week. Can you believe it? It's like we were just started. And now it's time to say so long. So long, kids. We'll be back next week with some more previews of the big fun drive show. We'll drop a few hints about what kind of fun we're going to be having then. Maybe run down some prize packs, you know. Maybe talk about some of our special guests and stuff. I don't know. Maybe we'll do something different. Hey, Mud Puddle Radio this Saturday. Don't forget, 9 a.m. Music for the whole family. Al's going to get you wrongly wired coming up next. See you next week, kids.
Then move the trees. The copses nod, wings flutter, voices hover clear. O just and faithful knight of God, ride on, the prize is near. So pass I hostel, hall and grange, by bridge and ford, by park and pale. All armed I ride, whate'er betide, until I find the Holy Grail. Said the lonesome pilgrim, far from home.